Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So earlier I was talking about the fact that now there needs to be a new anthem recorded, right? God Save the Queen, there's new uniforms, there's well, at least HRH stays the same, because his and hers, that's fine. But it's obviously a massive, massive financial implication in terms of the changeover. And we were wondering what that means. Davi Ruert is the founder, director, and chief economist of the Efficient Group. Davi, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning to you. Thank you very much for the invite. No, I'm absolutely amazing. Thank you.
So I was trying to figure out the impact on the UK's economy. The Queen, obviously a massive, massive draw card to the United Kingdom, but that's just one aspect. There's actual real, very real costs to this changeover.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple of things that's likely to change. Now, of course, there will be some administrative costs and all that to do with the fact that there will be now a king in Britain. I don't think, really, if you stand back, that the amount of money that you're talking about are that significant. For me, more importantly, is what the immediate reaction on the financial markets are likely to be. And I think, well, the short answer is probably not much. I think there could be a bit of a sympathy reaction towards Britain. I've seen this many, many times in the past. A good example I can remember when I was trading on a capital market, when South Africa's sport teams were doing well, the rand actually appreciated. You quite often find that. So I think there will be this sort of new interest in Britain, perhaps, and a bit of a sympathy, something, a positive sympathy reaction on the financial markets in the short term. So that is quite possible. On the slightly longer term, what is important is that there are many countries that belong to the Commonwealth. She's the head of the Commonwealth. Recently, the Commonwealth has been actually getting some extra momentum, some extra members, not necessarily English-speaking member countries. And there will be a new head to the Commonwealth. That will be really interesting to see how the Commonwealth will go forward in terms of that. I think that is something that could change. And also very importantly is that Britain recently left the European Union. It's not part of the European Union, well, relatively recently. Yeah. And it will be interesting to see how the new king will, and quite interesting also with the new prime minister there, how they will position themselves. So this could be the beginning of a new era for Britain. If you go back 70 years ago, when she became king, the pound was pretty much a much stronger currency than what it is today. It was a so-called hard currency. It was a so-called reserve currency. Today, it's not the case anymore. Many analysts are talking about the pound as an emerging currency. Also, if you go back 70 years, Britain was a, if you include the colonies, then Britain was a much, much bigger
global
country,
power.
Basically. And today, it's only a few islands left. And there's even talk that that could break up with Scotland perhaps leaving the Union and so on. So what happened the past 70 years was actually quite dramatic during the time of the Queen. Many, many things happened. But I think in a way, this could be the beginning of something new.
And that would obviously depend on how Charles takes it forward as well. Because with regard to the Queen, there was an expectation, there was in fact no expectation or little expectation of major change. But now that there has been, and now a new person steps into the role, it's not unreasonable for people to say, okay, great, this is there's a new king in town. What does this mean?
Yeah, and as an economist, when I look at the UK, well, the European economies, and I look at the British economy as well, and they're going through a very difficult time now. They've got very high levels of inflation. Prices are going up quite sharply. It's a tough time for the Brits today, and not only for the Brits, for the Europeans as well. So they will need to take some certain steps and some unpopular steps in order to get the UK economy up and running again. And with the new prime minister, new king, maybe these two united new forces could lead to a new era in the UK or in Britain, and maybe even in Europe, and maybe in the rest of the world as well. Remember that the Commonwealth countries, there are quite a number of countries involved in the Commonwealth, including South Africa, by the way, and that's a force to be reckoned with as well.
In terms of, I mean, can they actually quantify the cost to the economy or to the physical cost of what the changeover is going to be, just from a basic perspective in terms of the coronations and all of these types of things?
I don't know. I guess you can put a number to that, but I really will be surprised if it's significant.
Really?
I think there's a budget allocated to the royal family, and I think it will probably mostly come out of that specific budget of the royal family. Of late, the people have been getting more and more critical on the royal family because of all the amounts of it, all the money that they are spending. And also, you know, it's not necessarily money coming from their fiscus or from their state. Quite often what happens is that people contribute out of their own pockets, because there are many other opportunities. I mean, there will be you can say, and you, I can remember with every year with the Queen, there's a new coffee mugs being printed and all that.
Yeah,
I think a lot of these.
She did merchandising before Disney did.
Yeah, that sort of stuff. You know, that will be part of this whole hype, and that will not be, those costs will not be carried by the state. That will be pretty much private sector sort of opportunities that the private sector will use.
Davi Ruit, founder, director, and chief economist at The Efficient Group, talking to us about the impact on the economy of the Queen's death.